Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Clark. How are you?
Fine. I'm so interested. I have three quick items. First, how do you feel?
Middling. I felt awful, and I'm better, but I'm not where I can run much business. I'm just, I've got a heavy congestion in my chest. I've got an old bronco problem, and it got the best of me. I got 103.6 fever, and it burnt me up, and I carried it till 2 days ago, but I'm going to be all right in just another day or two, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure they've told you about how this particular ailment often results in a relapse if you do too much.
Sure,
too
sure.
Oh, I'd be awful careful about that.
I have.
Stay awful near the bed. Well, I've thought a lot about it.
Thank you, Clark.
Second, you will want to read, I think, the transcript of Vice President Key's press conference on the, Face the Nation, that was taped in Paris on Saturday and then released yesterday. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I read it this morning with very real interest, and it is really exceedingly gratifying. He says that he believes that it is a good idea to have separate talks between U.S. and Hanoi regarding military withdrawals. And he also says that he now believes it's a good idea if he and, if that is the Saigon government, will even sit down with the NLF and begin to talk about the political possibilities of disposing of the war. And toward the end of his of the transcript of his statement, he says he thinks that very likely it's right for the military discussion to come first.
Yeah.
So I think that it's very valuable, and I've had the feeling that the president is out in front with a plan for trying to lower the level of violence and bring about peace, and then 4 days after your administration came out with it, why, Kissinger comes out with a plan, and now this man says, well, yes, he thinks the whole thing's pretty good. So I thought you might find that interesting. Last item I have, the Evans-Novak piece is a disturbing piece. They're just attempting to cause trouble. I want to tell you, I've not...
Today?
That's today, in the Morning Post. I've not seen either one of them for as long as I can remember. I have no contact with them. My boys have no contact with them. We have done everything we can to soft pedal any thought of any difference between the Pentagon and the State Department. Fact is, at the McNamara dinner the other night, one you couldn't make because you'd gone to the hospital, I was called on after dinner, and after a few what I thought were humorous remarks, I said, well, already the toasts have been given to the president and the vice president, and I can add very little to them. I added what I did, but I said, there is one other thing I want to do, and I paid about a 3 or 4 minute tribute to Dean Rusk. And I meant it sincerely. Everybody could feel that I did, and he came up to me afterwards and said he couldn't remember when he'd been as deeply touched. So I want you to have that background. These fellows thrive on controversy and attempting to make trouble, but Dean and I have continued to maintain a very friendly relationship, and it may be that some of the fellows down lower over there and possibly even here feed this kind of poison out. But I want you to have that background, particularly before you read the piece.
I will.
All right, sir. Good luck to
you. Fine, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.